Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Today in Business from Wired.
Can't decide what to do about Twitter? Here are some options. It's not too late to move toward your ideal social media existence. You could opt for Mastodon or Post, or stay and hope things turn around. By Omar El Gayaga. As 2023 arrives, it's time to take action. Consider it a deadline for those of us who've been dithering. Twitter is in crisis, and each user must decide their own course of action. It's not just that Twitter has been a toxic dumping ground for hate, harassment, and abuse. That's been the case for at least half a dozen years, and users still stuck around. But 2022 left longtime Twitter users shell-shocked. Billionaire Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter, which once seemed like an unlikely stunt, came to pass, and the results have been disastrous. With an exodus of employees, increase in hateful speech, bannings of journalists, the paid verification mess, concerns about Twitter's overall security, accessibility, and stability, and a strong sense that the party is winding down to an ugly conclusion, it's time, perhaps past time, for a user exit strategy. Consider all of this and more the case against staying on Twitter. Should you opt for the possibly greener pastures of alternative networks like Mastodon or Post, where many high-profile Twitter users have already migrated? Or should you stay and hope things turn around? Or hey, what about stopping with this type of social media posting entirely and freeing up some time? Here are some things to consider as you weigh your options. The case for staying on Twitter. If entropy is your thing, staying on Twitter means you don't have to take any action at all. You could sit on the sidelines, stop posting, and just ride things out to see if the reign of Musk passes and Twitter is somehow able to survive and regain some of its former glory. Why would anyone do this? You may feel the sunk cost of investing so many years building your followers, lists, and reputation on the platform is too much to let go. You may still see things that make you smile and feel good on the platform. If you've carefully curated the list of people you follow, you may be insulated from much of the ugliness on the rest of Twitter. Maybe you only dip in and out and the chaos hasn't affected your experience. Maybe you don't care about what's happening outside of your own Twitter account. The case for going to Mastodon. Mastodon has gotten the lion's share of attention as alternatives to Twitter have entered the conversation. It launched in 2016 and has a familiar format and feel that doesn't seem foreign to longtime Twitter users. The character count limit of 500 is higher than Twitter's, and there are lots of ways to post images, sound, animations, links, and polls. Unlike on Twitter, you can edit posts, but old versions of the posts are still visible to others, and if your edited post is reposted, others will be made aware of your edits. Mastodon also has a useful content warning feature that allows you to warn followers about sensitive or triggering information in a post. Because different server instances can be tailored to specific interests or types of communities, you may be able to find people with similar interests and feel welcome more quickly than you would on other social networks. Plus, there are tools to help reconnect with other users who came over from Twitter. The case against going to Mastodon. Because of its decentralized nature, all of Mastodon users aren't on one server. Instead, they're spread across different communities and new users must choose where they want to start. There are directories to help, but if you're indecisive, it could be an obstacle to getting started. Mastodon has no official verification process, paid or otherwise, for users because of its decentralized nature. Users can get links to homepages automatically verified, but not their Mastodon profile itself. The service boasts close to 6 million users, about 3.6 million of them active, which seems like a lot, but it's nowhere close to Twitter's user base of nearly 238 million. Of course, that includes bots and fake accounts, but it's significantly more people to connect with. Still, the rush of users who moved to Mastodon in November caused outages across the platform itself. Not everyone is impressed with Mastodon. Some call it clunky and slow. Some in the security world say it's far from perfect. And because different servers may be run differently, there's no consistency to moderation and rules. And you may be philosophically opposed to the fact that instead of tweets, messages on Mastodon are called toots. The case for Post, Hive Social, or other networks. Post News is another interesting option. It seems built for news hounds and journalists, but it only just launched in late November, so it's still in beta and has a waiting list. It was founded by former Waze CEO Noam Bardeen, and it seems geared to allow users to buy, comment on, and share articles from news providers, as well as tip creators, with no character count limit on posts. Hive Social, another new social network, is mobile only and currently ad-free. It feels a lot more like Instagram or even a throwback to MySpace than Twitter, in that it's very media-focused and geared toward connecting with friends, not discussing serious world events or running for office. You can add a theme song to your profile and share things like your zodiac sign on your profile. The case against Post, Hive Social, or other networks. Many of the same reasons against moving to Mastodon apply to these other social networks. They have far fewer users than Twitter, they may be missing features you've come to depend on, and because many of them are startups, they may not be around long term. Security is also iffy on the newer social networks, and we don't know as much about how they will handle an influx of users and the challenges that poses, or whether they will do much to moderate content. Ultimately, it's risky to put a lot of energy into unproven social networks that may go the way of Plurk or Google+. Instead, you could just focus more energy on established platforms you're already using, such as Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn. Obviously, they all have their own issues, but there's little danger they'll disappear, and they're much more stable than Twitter has been in 2022. The case for ending your Twitter career. What if you just let go? How about accepting that Twitter was a moment, a very lengthy run of time when people posted their micro-thoughts, and those micro-thoughts had an unprecedented influence on politics and culture, and that time finally passed? Rather than continuing on a path that has run its course, what about just stopping? Not seeking another way to do the same thing, but finding something else entirely to do with that time and energy. What if you got a hobby that didn't involve posting anything at all? It sure feels like many users have been reevaluating their entire relationship with social media these past few years, and that may go further than just deciding whether or not to keep tweeting. You could leave your Twitter account in place, frozen in time, without deleting, or just save your archive of tweets for posterity, delete the account, and walk away forever. Maybe this is the moment when your life completely changes because you decided to never tweet again. If that idea fills you with nervous, thrilled excitement, it might be the best, most overdue decision you could make.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.